Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
The motto for our religious world is, just choose the church of your choice and God will be happy with that. It's like a buffet-style religion. You just go right through the line and whatever you like, you can pick and choose. And in the end, as long as we all love God and as long as we put Him and His Word first in our life, many people will say, well, it doesn't matter what church you go to. Friend, is that idea true? Is it true that you can be saved in any religious group? What does the Bible say is what we want to consider today as we think about the nature of the Lord's church. How many churches did Jesus build? Remember, Jesus said, I'll build my church. Singular. Matthew 16 and verse 18. Well, let's ask, if Jesus built His church, is it essential that I be a part of the one body Jesus built? Must I be a part of the church you read about in the New Testament to be saved? Well, let's think about several passages today which teach us that the Lord's church is essential to salvation. The first is found in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23. Listen to what Paul here says. Paul said, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. Just like the husband has authority over the wife, God's given him that authority. So Christ, He's the head, He's the authority in the church, but notice specifically, He is the Savior of the body. When Jesus saves something, what's it going to be? It's going to be the body. If He's the Savior of the body, a singular group, Jesus identified in the New Testament as His church, then friend, don't you think it's essential that I be a part of that church? 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10 is another passage we would consider. The Apostle Paul said that all spiritual blessings, they're in Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 3. 2 Timothy 2 verse 10 takes that a little further and says, salvation is in Christ. Now, if salvation is in Christ and the church is the body of Christ, then friend, could you be saved outside of the place where God says salvation is? Hebrews 12, verses 28 and 29 also teaches us about the essentiality of the church. In that text, the Hebrew writer is talking about God's people, the general assembly of the firstborn, the church of the living God, and he says of the church that their names are registered in heaven. Whose names? Those in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're the ones who have their names registered in heaven. And so, is it essential that I be a part of that church? Absolutely it is. I cannot be saved outside of the Lord's body, outside of His church. And so when I think about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, I think how important it is for me to be a part of that group Jesus died for. Let me ask you this way. In Acts 20, verse 28, the Bible says that the Lord purchased the church with His own blood. If it was important enough to God to send His Son to die for it, and if Jesus going to the cross purchased it, can I just say that it's insignificant? That it doesn't matter what religious group I'm a part of when Jesus shed His precious blood for that? Absolutely not. And so I must endeavor to be a part of that one body. Friend, we ask you, are you a part of the Lord's church? Well, you might be asking, I don't know, how do I become a part of the Lord's church? Well, the plan is very simple. The Bible says you've got to hear God's Word. Romans 10, verse 17. Having heard that Word, you must believe Jesus is God's Son. John 8, verse 24. Having believed in Jesus, you've got to be willing to make that great confession. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Acts 8, verse 37 and Romans 10, verse 10. And having made that confession, you've got to repent of sin. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. But at what point do I enter into the body of Christ? Well, remember, you're baptized into the one body. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13. So we ask you, are you a part of that one church that is essential to salvation? Now, I want you to think about this one last passage. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 24 that when Jesus returns, He's going to receive the kingdom to Himself. The kingdom is the church. Matthew 16, 18 and 19. And so if when Jesus comes, He's going to collect the saved out of the kingdom, the church. And friend, I need to be in the church to be saved. And so if you're not a member of the Lord's church, we invite you to come to one, to be one, to learn about God's Word, to go to the Church of Christ in your area and study so you can know what's pleasing unto the Lord. Think on these things as we study together.